Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. I'm in here, man. Don't think I ain't in here. Top of the morning. Yeah, we have a Sunday school in here this morning, y'all. I had to get my vocals together. You on the morning drip of Suleiman Bay. So let me make sure I'm together here. Okay. I can hear sound check. All right, testing 1, 2. Yeah, I got to have these vocals up because we're going to get into the business this morning. It's Sunday school. We live and direct on the morning drip of Suleiman Bay. We're going to get into it, you know, to this news that you could use, and we'll go figure out. Any of y'all, no disrespect, anything, but anywhere where you use the name Jesus, here we use the name Yahshua. And that's what we teach from. We teach from truth, and that's what we come from. If you Jesus, joining in here because we use the name Yahushua, and that's who we just uphold and raise up. I thank you for this morning. I'm thankful this morning for the Creator blessing me to be able to breathe on you all, and we can breathe on each other and grow. You feel me? So that's what this is about this morning. And let me see, because it threw me off when the show started. I couldn't hear myself, so I had to see what was the problem there. But I wanted to go into some things today. I wanted to go into as far as when Yahushua, when he reappeared. Now, one problem that I do have with retranslations of any book. When you retranslate and when people start doing that, it always becomes a problem with man. And I know in my experience, in my younger years, with reading the Bible and certain books, that it had a different language because I read them. And now, in newer times, it's different language in it, and they keep changing different languages. But the older you go in books, even in law books, they teach you that. In Black's Law, you get the current ones. The definition is going to change from the older Black laws. You know, and that's what they was written under. So them the ones you want to have so you can hold people accountable for the words, all right? So when you go in there and look, you will see. So when Yahushua reappeared after the resurrection, let's say. First of all, let me give all praise to Allah, to the Most High Creator. And that offends you, I can't be mad at myself for what offends someone else for what I believe, and it's more to that when I say that. People might put a blanket on you or try to tag you as this or that because you speak a certain way. If Yahushua was here today, he was here in his time, but let's believe he didn't speak English. He spoke Aramaic, or he spoke one of the tongues of the Arabic language, with the sister tongue with that, with Aramaic. So, Shalom Aleichem, Ashalom Aleichem. He would have said something like that. He wasn't talking about when they said peace be unto you, when he spoke. Yeah, when he came out of the resurrection, that was the first thing he said. Mm-hmm. When he ran up on him, he said, peace be unto you. He said it 3 times. You could go through the New Testament and look at it. Yeah, he said, peace be unto you. Now, a lot of times they put in there, he said, greetings, all hail. You know, different things they put in there. But the older you go back in there, the day you say, peace be unto you. Well, how do you think he said that? Okay. He was in English. He was in Europe. Okay. They wasn't speaking. Where he's at. You got to look at demographics. There's a lot of things that we don't look at. It was right before our eyes. But we got to remember, who taught us? Who fed us? Who gave us everything that we know? Okay. Somebody created man in their image and likeness that they wanted to create, and that's what they create us. Remember, they didn't, for a long time, they didn't want you to read their Bible. Remember, that was for them and their salvation, for their earthly salvation. That's the prophet Noble Dwali told us. You know, I would be remiss to have a show without mentioning an illustrious prophet that came to these shores, Yahushua came again, Who are you looking for? We all waiting for Jesus to come back. Who are you looking for? You looking for a body from 2,000 plus years ago? And nothing on earth shows you that. Nothing on earth shows you that. Why you think he came through a man and a woman? Nobody shows you on earth, oh, what you understand about the Immaculate Birth? You don't understand about that, huh? You understand about the Immaculate Conception. The Word is Immaculate. The Word says, be it, it is. Yeah, Spirit is truth. Yeah, he had a mother and a father. Why you think both of their genealogies are there? Yeah, both of them was blessed. They was blessed to receive the Word, the Spirit, the truth. Yeah, that's what the Immaculate Conception was. Y'all don't understand that. But Mary and Elizabeth and Joseph was both prepared. That's what they was able to. They was blessed to have one like that. You and the fruit fall comes the same as the tree. Now, you only good as the seed is only good as the soil is put in. So they both, Mary and Joseph, had to both be blessed. Yeah, they had to be on point on all four corners. You feel me? On their square. That's the type of carpenter he was. He was on his square, man. You know, he had all his tools and he knew how to use them and showed him Mary. So they was blessed to have one that was even sharper than them. And he took it to another level, and everything that he did, all men must do. And all men went through and had to go through. The only thing, the difference between him was he conquered death. Yeah, everybody got the chance to do that. He conquered death. He went in himself and found out what it is. So the Muslims and the Christians argue, and the Christians say, oh, the Muslims don't believe this, and they don't believe the Jesus, or he died, or this, and that. Y'all don't understand none of what's going on. It was only a semblance of that was shown to them. He was on the cross. Yeah, he was on the cross. Yeah, he got put on the cross. Does that mean he died on the cross? Because obviously, he didn't die on the cross. If you believe that 3 days later, he rose. So he didn't die. He never died. Quit saying that he died. Yeah, you quit saying that he died. He didn't die. And he was somewhere traveling while he was up there. See, he understood that the other ones, people didn't understand. He understood about the seven seals. Oh, you're teaching now, Suleiman Bey. Yeah, he knew about the chakras, the seven chakras. Yeah, the seven seals. You see, that's why he was called the Logos Circle Seven. Y'all don't understand about that. That's why the Noble Prophet came back to give us our signs and symbols that's been stolen from us, the stolen legacies. Told us we're not Negroes, Blacks, Colored, Ethiopians. And these names, these people was putting tags on us over here under colonialism. Yeah, they conquered our land over here. Boop, bopped us upside the head. And then now you believe that you other than who you are. You don't even know who you are. Don't even claim anything. Obviously, this is somebody's land over here, and nobody's claiming it. Obviously, this is somebody's land. Everybody else from everywhere is buying it up. Yes, obviously somebody's land. Whoever land this is either asleep or dead or both. You could take that more than one way. And they keep saying the name Indian. This not India. He's saying the Indian. Who would that mean? This is not India. Whoever named Indian that you call an Indian, that's a misnomer, and that's because India is not here. So the world showed you. You say Chinese, you don't put nobody's claim here. China over there. India over there. You keep saying the word Indian. That's some coined tag name that y'all done put on people. That's what they did. Just like Negro, Black, and Colored. So they could put implied jurisdictional laws on you. So we don't look at that. And then here go all the Negroes sitting around here. He didn't want to give you his Bible. Hell, he knew you knew better than that from the beginning. But he had to keep whooping you, had to keep killing you. So y'all don't understand the brutality through this country. All the killing of the elders that they was doing and leaving the youth so they could raise them up in their ways and teach them their ways. Yeah, might have left an old mammy after so long. People been crushed, spirits been crushed that they know, go teach them the way that they want to teach them. Yeah, and they breeded them like that. You didn't have no love in the breeding. That's why she a bitch and a hoe and you just a nigga. Use my language, but that's how we treat each other. And what else we going to raise? Another generation of that. Yeah, because that's what was embedded in us. So we all being the Negroes, they didn't want to give us their Bible. They knew we knew that was hogwash. We knew ourselves. We were singing our spiritual tunes, inside of the slave songs that they gave us. Yeah, that they was feeding us. That's how they went in and decided who was Indian and who was this and that with the dog's roll. When they went in with the census, they looked at you and they talked to you and asked you all kind of questions. And if you weren't answering questions in the affirmative towards them and Christianized and yes, sir, master, with the way, then they determined who you were. And a lot of Black folks who got blood, native aboriginal blood, was denied their rights to land. 160 plus acres in some nations. Yeah, so y'all better wake up and recognize what's going on. So we all claiming Jesus. Everybody claiming Jesus. Oh, but nobody want to know about Ruth. Well, who was Ruth? Who was Ruth? Because Ruth was somebody, huh? Mary Boaz, huh? And who was Boaz? Ruth married Boaz, didn't he? Let me go on into Ruth. Let me go see what Ruth was talking about. Ruth down here by Judges, ain't you? Ain't you down by Judges, Ruth? Let me see what Ruth talking about. So Boaz married Ruth. This is Ruth. This is the book of Ruth right here. Okay, the fourth chapter. Okay, and by the way, just to go back, Ruth was from the land of Moab. She was the Moabitess. Okay, and Ruth married Boaz. Okay, and just to give you, and Boaz, and then so that goes on to Obed, right? Because Naomi had the baby, right? She had a son. His name was Obed. Okay, he became the father of Jesse and the grandfather of David. This is their family line, beginning with their ancestor Perez. Perez was the father of Hezron. Hezron was the father of Ram. Ram was the father of Amminadab. Amminadab was the father of Nashon. Nashon was the father of Salmon. Salmon was the father of Boaz. Boaz was the father of Obed. Obed was the father of Jesse. Jesse was the father of David. So Ruth, that's his great-great-grandmother. Okay, so everybody want to talk about you following Jesus. Well, what's his bloodline? Because the nativity comes through the woman. So what's his bloodline? What's his blood pedigree? What's his nationality? Because you got to have a nationality to have a seat at the table with the UN. If you want to have anything to do with international affairs, anything to do with human rights and all that, you got to have a seat at the table. Well, what is your nationality? Because if Yahushua was here, he would be a Moabite. That's his blood lineage. He would know himself. He would know where he at. But see, we the only ones over here asleep because we was force-fed something. So going back to the Old Testament, when he came out, he said, peace be unto you. Peace be unto you. He kept dipping up on them. That's what he kept saying to them. Peace be unto you. He kept like three occasions when he said that. I mean, that's a direct correlation to show you. Man, y'all understand who this brother was? But I wanted to read something to you, and like I said, he wasn't saying it in greetings and all hell. He's speaking in the language where he spoke. Aramaic and Arabic is the sister languages, so they're the same. It's assalamu alaikum, ashalom alaikum. Yeah, but that's what he would have been saying. He wouldn't have been saying, peace be unto you. He would have been saying greetings. He would have been saying it just like he would have said it in his language. So in the Circle 7 Holy Quran, for the Moorish Americans, for all those who be thinking how what you want to believe, what people tell you, who we are, who a person is, you should always study for yourself. You should never be scared to search for knowledge. That's why we don't know nothing, because all we take is what's been fed to us. We the garbage disposal, human garbage disposal, waste. We take what somebody tell us and we go with it. We don't go do no investigation as long as it's them that give it to us. You're right? As long as same person that's been keeping you down give it to you, you just take it. But when your people give it to you, you turn it off. So here in the Moorish Quran, in chapter 17, we're in Sunday school today. This is called by Yahushua appears, fully materialized, before Apollo decided brotherhood in Greece, appears to Claudius and Juliet on Tibur near Rome, appears to the priest in the Egyptian temple at Helepolis. I pray that we receive this in the right spirit, too. I pray we receive this, take the good of it, what's for us and what's not for us, then we dispose of it. And that's how we be, like the bumblebee. Go in unbiased and get that nectar out them different hues of flowers and go make honey out of it. And honey got healing power. Be wise, y'all. Okay. Apollo, with the Sidon Brotherhood of Greece, was sitting in a Delphian grove. The oracle had spoken loud and long. The priests were in the sanctuary, and as they looked, the oracle became a blaze of light. It seemed to be on fire and all consumed. The priests were filled with fear. They said, oh, a great disaster is to come. Our gods are mad. They have destroyed our oracle. But when the flames had spent themselves a man stood on the oracle pedestal and said, Allah speaks to man not by an oracle of wood and gold, but by the voice of man. The gods have spoken to the Greeks and kindred tongues through image made by man. But Allah the One now speaks to man through Yahushua, the only Son, who was and is and evermore will be. For this oracle will fail. The living oracle of Allah the One will not fail. Apollo knew the man who spoke. He knew it was the Nazarene who once had taught the wise men in the Acropolis and had rebuked the idol worshippers upon the Athens beach. And in a moment, Yahushua stood before Apollo in the sight of brotherhood and said, Behold, for I have risen from the dead with gifts for men. I bring to you the title of your vast estate. All power in heaven and earth is mine. To you I give all power in heaven and earth. Go forth and teach the nations of the earth the gospel of the resurrection of the dead and eternal life through Yahushua, the love of Allah made manifest to men. And then he clasped Apollo's hand and said, My human flesh was changed to higher form by love divine, and I can manifest in flesh or in the higher planes of life at will. What I can do, all men can do. Go teach the gospel of the omnipotence of men. Then Yahushua disappeared, but Greece and Crete and all the nations heard. Titus and Juliet, his wife, lived on the Palatine in Rome, and they were servants of Tiberius, but they had been in Galilee. Had walked with Yahushua by the sea, had heard his words and seen his power, and they believed that he was Yahushua made manifest. Now Claudius and his wife were on the Tiber in a little boat. A storm swept from the sea, and the boat was wrecked, and Claudius and his wife were sinking down to death. And Yahushua came and took them by the hands and said, Claudius and Juliet, arise and walk with me upon the waves. And they arose and walked with him upon the waves. A thousand people saw three walk on the waves, and saw them reach the land, and they were all amazed. And Yahushua said, You men of Rome, I am the resurrection and the life. They that are dead shall live, and many that shall live will never die. By mouth of gods and demigods, Allah spoken to your fathers long ago, but now he speaks to you through perfect man. He sent his son Yahushua in human flesh to save the world. And as I lifted from the watery grave and saved these servants of Tiberius, so Yahushua will lift the sons and daughters of the human race, yeah, every one of them, from darkness and from graves of carnal things to light and everlasting light. I am the manifest of love raised from the dead. Behold my hands, my feet, my side, which carnal men have pierced. Claudius and Juliet, whom I have saved from death, are my ambassadors to Rome. And they will point the way and teach the gospel of the holy breath and the resurrection of the dead. And that was all he said, but Rome and all of Italy heard. The priests of Helepolis were in their temple, met to celebrate the resurrection of their brother Nazarite. They knew that he had risen from the dead. The Nazarite appeared and stood upon a sacred pedestal on which no man had ever stood. This was an hour that had been reserved for him who would first demonstrate the resurrection of the dead. When Yahushua stood upon the sacred pedestal, the master stood and said, All hail. The great bells of the temple rang, and all the temple was ablaze with light. And Yahushua said, All honor to the masters of this temple of the sun. In the flesh of man, there is the essence of the resurrection of the dead. This essence, quickened by the holy breath, will raise the substance of the body to higher tone and make it like the substance of the bodies of planes above, which human eyes cannot behold. There is a holy ministry in death. The essence of the body cannot be quickened by the holy breath until the fixed is solved. The body must disintegrate, and this is death. And then upon these pliant substances, Allah breathes, just as he breathed upon the chaos of the deep when the worlds were formed. And life springs forth from death. The carnal form is changed to form divine. The will of man makes possible the action of the holy breath. When will of man and will of Allah are one, the resurrection is a fact. In this, we have the chemistry of mortal life, the ministry of death, the mystery of deific life. My human form was woefully given to bring my will to tune with the deific will. Ooh. When this was done, my earth tasks all were done. And you, my brothers, know full well the foes I had to meet. You know about my victories in Gethsemane, my trials in the courts of men, my death upon the cross. You know that all my life was one great drama for the sons of men, a pattern for the sons of men. I have lived to show the possibilities of man. What I have done, all men can do, and what I am, all men shall be. The masters look, The form upon the sacred pedestal had gone, but every temple priest and every living creature said, "Praise Allah." Whew. And that's a powerful chapter right there. That's a powerful chapter right there. I got to get a drink of this H2O right there. Mm-hmm. So I got to go into that. Yes, we definitely do. Y'all all right out there? We're on Blog Talk Radio. You can check us out at Instagram at Legal Empowerment Group. And check us out at LegalEmpowermentGroup101.com. Also go over to health.info. That's h-e-a-l-t-h.info. And you have to put it in that way for the donations through the nonprofit 501c3, 100% tax deductible. So you can get a write-off for that. And then when you need your feminine hygiene products, Ms. Tebe has a feminine hygiene line, Queen Kitty. Check that out at queenkitty.net. That's queenkitty.net and Queen Kitty at Instagram. All right, so that's how you can contact us right there. We appreciate you on all that. Okay, so going through this chapter right here, that was deep. So Yahushua appeared to him. Okay, he spoke a lot of, a lot of wisdom in there. But there's some things that I wanted to go over because we're waiting on, everybody's waiting on the Lord and the Savior to come back. But I'm like, you missed the boat. Like, you definitely didn't miss the boat, and that's by design. Like he just came again, like, multiple times. But how many times does the love manifest has the cause to come, and we still asleep? Like, no, but Abu Ali came, like, woke us up, like, cracked the seal, like, told us who we was, like, who we not. Like, we still want to hold on to these tags. Like, Martin Luther King dipped through. Like, how much love do Yahushua, do the world have to be manifested? I mean, he took water hoses, brickings, police brutality, dog bites to manifest us who he was, and then told you that the Negro finds himself exiled in his own land. So then he's giving you the tips on letting you know that, man, this is you. Your home is here. You were supposed to put that together and say, okay, how was I here and I was about here a slave? Well, just because he said the word Negro, that don't mean that's what they calling you. See, when you go back and study your history yourself, you'll see that you were the person that they enslaved, but you was from a slave from inside of your own home. And stripped of your own land and then retitled so they can retitle your land and use it and sell it and, and get wealthy off of it. That's what this is about. So all this trickery is all in one. And the prophet told us, so we're giving Christianity and the Bible back to the Europeans. Ain't nothing wrong with that. He didn't say he's giving them back Yahushua. They could take Christianity in the Bible. They could take that. That was for them. That was for them and their forefathers and mothers and for their earthly salvation. Prophet told us that we going back to Islamism. He didn't say Islam as y'all know it. None of the religions as y'all know it, they didn't give you truth. Because they gave us truth, then we would be free. Because Yahushua told us the truth shall make you free. So we're not free. We haven't been free. We're on the bottom. So obviously we haven't got the truth. The truth is I am self. I am, I self, law, I am master. You are the Lord and master. You see me, the God is within you. When Yahushua went up on the mountain, he was tempted. All my life, I was like, oh man, wait, it just didn't add up to me. I just kept reading that. He goes up there and they try to make you believe like something outside of himself. He was being tempted by something outside of himself. No, your lower self is the devil. Yeah, that's that spinal cord, that lower self down there that breeds all the negative things, the hate, the murder, the lust, and all that's all them thoughts. That's a fight that we have to fight all the time. So that's what he was fighting. Because how can somebody outside of himself give him something if you believe one, that he's God or the Son of God? Then if either one or a conjunction of both of them, then everything is mine. It's mine by I created it or mine by inheritance. So what can you give me? What can you make me look out over the mountains and the earth and you can fondle in front of my eyes that I already don't have if I want? You see what I'm saying? So obviously he was fighting with himself. He was fighting with the ambition that comes with the lower self of being the in the physical world and being having everything the physical world throws at you. And by the way, he came through a woman just like we did, a man and a woman like we did. So you don't think that his loins got hard? You don't think that he was tempted by a woman before? You don't think that women was chasing him down? I beg the difference. Hell, he was running around, him and his crew, they were like the Beatles, the Migos or something. Yeah, man, they were just spitting, they was on that power. They were spitting power, spitting to power. You know how powerful that is? A man and a crew that, you know, speaks to power and authority and tell them what it is and what it ain't. That sound like a Moor to me, huh? That sound like a Moor to me telling me, man, you got the right to travel, man. Who is you? You talking about, do I got to pay them? Do I got to have this driver license and pay this fee to drive? He said, let me, well, pull it out. What you mean? They taxing you to drive? Say, what you mean? Well, pull it out. You pulled out your life. He said, man, pay on the Caesar. What's on the Caesar? Hell, you got the people license in your pocket. You saying you're part of the Department of Motor Vehicles, you know, the commercial agency. Well, so you driving a truck? Are you driving a Uber or a taxi? Are you doing something for commerce? That's what you're saying. So you got to abide by all the rules, the seatbelt laws, the speeding laws and all that. Nothing that's injuring a person. Nothing that you're going to have somebody that can accuse you, because them are all tenets that you have to for a crime. You got to be able to face your accuser. You got to have a lawful sworn warrant. These people pulling you up, extorting fees out you because you don't know who you are and you don't know what's going on. You on Blog Talk Radio, the Morning Dribble, Suleiman Bey. Yeah, so that's what this is about. This is about waking up. We've been hoodwinked, bamboozled. Yeah, they was for them. They created it for them. They crushed around the world with that. We go to Christianize the heathens and give them the Bible. But damn, man, before y'all came, we was doing all right. Now we got the Bible and we ain't got no land or nothing. We got the Bible and your Jesus and we ain't got the land or nothing no more. That's why they went all around the world on their crusade with that. I mean, that's for them, man. You got to understand, man, we the ones, our foremothers and fathers, the ones introduced religion to the world because man had failed. And that's another thing. You could go into your Bible. I keep all the tools. I know them all. They were given to me. Why wouldn't I study it? They were given to me. So in Genesis, everybody got to understand, listen, thou shalt not kill. Do you know what that means? Do you know what that means? For you to go have that little burger that you eating on, you know, that little steak that you eating on, or whatever you eating on that you didn't kill, and you think, oh, that ain't a killing. Man, that's a killing, man. You committed a killing. So you don't understand the prophets and messengers. You don't understand the oneness of the creation. You don't understand that then. You can't walk out in the jungle and the lion not kill you. You smell like meat. You got meat inside your pores. They're going to eat you alive. Yeah, you're not in harmony. You out of harmony. They're going to eat you alive out there. You can't be like Haile Selassie I or somebody. You can't walk through the jungle and be in tune with the animals. You're cutting your hair off, don't understand about your dreadlocks, your antennas, scared of your hair, perming your hair, don't want to keep it kinky. You know, all the stuff that, you know, that's why you think they was blowing up monuments and noses and lips and stuff around here. Want us to know who we is, that we them boys, we them people. But anyway, in Genesis, in the beginning, it was prescription of what to eat. The law prescription of what we is prescribed to eat don't say nothing about no meat. And you can't argue no way around this. And I don't care what version of the Bible you pick up. They could change the language all they want. But when you read Genesis 1, go to 29, and it says, and God said, look, I have given you the seed-bearing plants throughout the earth and all the fruit trees for your food. And I have given all the grasses and other green plants to the animals and birds for their food. And so it was. Come on, man. Let me tell you what to eat, man. Tell you to eat, don't kill no animal. You know, that was just some Bible of the fittest, some stuff that came on later after the fall. Didn't tell you to eat that, man. So to eat from your native plane. We etherlands, not earthlands. Y'all better get it out. You got an ether plane. So Yahushua figured out about the, you know, you got it's different schools of thought. You know, that's what Buddha, Confucius, Muhammad, those are the four, and Yahushua, them are the four quadrupeds. The term makes the 360 degree. When you study those schools of thought, then you'll get it. And that's what Yahushua did. Once he got the seal part, the India, the Buddha, once he got the seal part, it was over. It was over. Even when you go work them seals, you got seven seals in your body. That word seven is the number seven is deep. So he went in there, he figured that out, and they put him up there. And while they put him up there, he was somewhere teaching. You don't believe that, then you don't understand. He was somewhere teaching, somewhere traveling. That's right. He was some traveling while they had him up there. And they took him down. They thought he was gone. And just in the mellow, this, this thing about having a high performance engine, he just tuned it down. So instead of at the stop sign going, now he got it. He got it. It's stealth. He's just sitting there and it's just, yeah, just sitting there. They can't see and feel nothing. They think he out of there. Man, the whole time. You hear me? And he just came back in too. It ain't no different from you going to sleep at night. See, you go to sleep at night. And then you sleep. You don't know that you're wandering. So you don't know how to travel. Because all the food, everything, the water, everything, the land, air, water, everything has been polluted to keep you down from your since birth. Our sciences are dulled down. So our disciplines are dulled down. So we don't have none of the ancient teachings being taught to us. You know, so a lot of times we put in an incubator over here. We put the children in the incubator. You know, you don't understand that at the hospital, you put them in the incubator, protect them from the elements. But once you come out of the hospital, you need to put them in the incubator and keep them there, too, to protect them from the outside elements. You know, go put them in the public food system. But what does it produce? What does the public school produce? Even in your own family, how many people did it help? Oh, they went to school. They went and did this, man. You went on to be a servant. How many leaders has it taught us to raise our own family, that we a nation? Yeah, because that's what they stripped from us. That's what the soil is soaked with the blood of. Yeah, our tribes, our ancestors, our blood. But we forgot that now. Oh, we want to move off and go to the city, forget the land and all that. But now the time has come. Now you don't have nothing. Now you don't even work together. Now what's going to happen? When they shut the city down, when the National Guard come and put the petitions up and block the freeways off, and the city's going to be the first place they take over easy. The little guns and stuff that you got out there, that's nothing. That's nothing. Hell, you look how they bombed the Black Wall Street. That's nothing. They're going to get you out of there early, and the rest of y'all go kill each other. Yeah, they're going to kill each other, shoot and loot and tear it down. They don't care about that, because after they sweep everybody out, they're going to rebuild. And then people going to start running out to the rural area. See, that's where the people at, where the private people at, way out in the woods and the farms and stuff, the private people. And that's going to be protecting their stuff. We just like walking there. You don't think it's coming? And the Negroes will be the first one. Negroes don't even got an average of $2,000 in the bank in the case of a national emergency right now. They're going to need help quick. Ain't going to be nobody to help. It's going to be slaughter, purge, the purge. Yeah, it's coming. Look, the European system is over. Everybody know the gig's up. Everybody know that they at home, that they natural people. Everybody know that they consumers and what that means. Everybody know they don't got to pay nothing. There ain't no money in circulation. I mean, man, COVID ain't no surprise. Yeah, it's no surprise, man, that they boop, pop, pop. You know, they working overtime, the land, air, and water. And the cool thing about it, we had to eat at our open enemy's table. Yeah, and that's the sad thing about it. And you have to just say the truth for what it is. You have to open the enemy's table. Oh, you say, well, I make my own stuff. I make my own way. Well, hell, you go work for him. He pay you. So if he shut down his industry, what you going to do? If he shut down the churches, what you going to do? Yeah, because you got to pay tribute to Rome. The tithes go to Rome. Y'all know that. If y'all, the lower people don't know. So you still got, I mean, if they shut down the churches, what you going to do? You can't preach just like they're doing in COVID. If they shut down the businesses and have the National Guard there with bayonets, what you going to do? You can't go in there and get no food. Do you have enough food to make it? You got to go door to door and start knocking on doors. People have their houses boarding up. They ain't messing with you. Sorry, got my own to take care. You need to move on now. Man, Pharaoh, let my people go. It's sad. Can't even get together as people right inside our own families to build up little trust funds and stuff where we can make stuff happen. Man, listen, I just, in the last three weeks, two houses and 1.5 acres of land with a business on it that just passed by me. I'm not worried about it because anything that's shown to me, I know it's going to come back to me even better. It always does. But it was a testament, man, to like my family. Like we could have had as a family, build a monopoly. You know, build us a board, you know, where you have a big company, which is a trust company that holds a lot of property, a lot of assets that we all live off of. And people don't understand that. Like one person doing their own, like I'm doing good for my own, going on my own in my own pace, especially in a time span. But man, what would it be for a nation of my whole family? all of us together, doing exactly the blueprint what I'm doing, and just putting in every month, putting in, getting stuff, getting me gold and silver and copper and, you know, having trust for that and setting up trust. Yeah, just doing stuff little by little, putting in and acquiring stuff. Look at that. That was two properties. The properties were side by side. So, you know, you had your property, the properties were side by side, two of them. And then 1.5 acres was zoned off in three lots on the main highways. You know, and the stuff is going to be expanding and people going to be, you know. So you got to learn how the people have a trust and the trust, how it goes. Trust buys and acquires and sells and it keeps flipping and you know, and that's how we do it and make money. But, yeah, understanding. So when he reappeared, he said, this is what he said. Behold, for I have risen from the dead with gifts for men. I bring to you the title of your vast estate. And see, that's what Noble Joe Ali did. He came and bought you, I bought you everything for you to reclaim your vast estate. You're not clear, you go get it. That's what he told us, go get it. Told you who you are, where you are. Go look at it, y'all. Go look and see who recognized the United States. People got all these arguments about who recognized the United States. The United States was recognized by Morocco as a nation. And after that, they was accepted. After that and that the subsequent treaties and stuff that went with that, they was allowed into the nation. They wasn't recognized as nations by other people until the King of Morocco did that. Do you know who helped finance them in their war? They owe a debt to the descendants of Morocco. So y'all got to understand it. You keep saying looking over there, but you got to understand where you at. You got to understand it. Our peoples had dominions. There's only been two world orders, the Moors and the Europeans. So I don't care what you say in life about who you are and who you're not. You could call whatever title you want to because they didn't put many titles on us. We was known as Berbers, Saracens. You could go church. You got to go check under Spanish history because you got to remember the Spanish who conquered us. So the names that we've got now are not the same names and the titles that they put titles on everything. Africa's not the name of the landmass we call Earth and the continent over there. See, we got to, this stuff has been, we've been brainwashed. We've been force-fed. And the thing is, it's a disservice to be over here and not having no ties to the land and all this blood soaked up in here. And all our lives we've been talking about, we Indians. We got Indian in us. Everybody I know. Everybody in the talk about, I got Indian in me. Well, you need to know what that means. Do you know this not India? But do you know what that means? You're just saying that you're a native. You're saying you're Aboriginal. You're right. But you supersede the Indians coming here. You supersede the Canaanites coming here because Moab was here first. If you go look, you could go look and find. You could go find history 12,000 years ago, 10,000 to 12,000 years ago over here. Yeah, you could go look at the original people in Virginia and see that. You could go look at the Algonquian language. You could go look at the Tidewater people. All of us, we all lived on the bays and on the rivers and the water. That's why we made them. That's why we put them the way they is. You could trap from the Gulf of Mexico up to Canada. You could trap from New York all the way over to the Bay Area to California, hitting the Mississippi and Missouri and all these rivers and the Colorado. That's what's trapping, and we was trapping. Yeah, because my kinfolk got a kingdom down there. They got gold and stuff over there, and we got spices and this over here. You think that wasn't happening over here? Oh, see, they told you this was the new world. Yeah, it was new to them, but it was obviously people here. There's proof popping up everywhere. All kinds of relics, all kinds of pyramids up and down the Mississippi, like the prophet told us. Prophet Noah really told us. We live up and down the Mississippi. It's relics of us up and down the Mississippi. You can't go in parts of the national parks because they don't want to show you who you are. See, this land is your land. This land is my land. That's what they've been told us. But we didn't believe the hype because how it was taught to us. We saw what they was doing to us. We was like, man, this can't be our land. We got to stay in our place. See, but they was telling you, this land is your land. This land is my land. My country to the lee. Sweet land of liberty. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? With two flags flying in there, and we pledging allegiance to the corporate banner. U.S. person, that's a corporate person. That's an artificial person. That's a fiction. Yeah, that fiction don't have, that's no jurisdiction over flesh and blood. But y'all keep believing that. You don't understand about the tax code and the deal with government employees. You don't understand that. You understand that you're a natural person and can't be taxed by a corporation. You don't understand that. So when somebody tell that to you, that's alien. You don't understand nothing about the Constitution or the treaties or the Confederacy or Articles of Confederation or the Declaration of Independence. You don't care nothing about that because it wasn't taught to us. They went over some of that, but they didn't teach you the Constitution. Why didn't they teach the Constitution in the public school system? In this Constitution, the supreme law of the land. That's what it says. The Constitution says that it's the supreme law of the land and all the treaties made. So this is stuff that we've been dumbed down with. So if Yahushua was here today, Yahushua, man, his great-grandmama, great-great-grandmama, man. We don't look at stuff like that. Who would he be? Would he be a Moorish American? Oh, he wouldn't be no more. Yeah, he'd be a Moorish American. And you could look on the TV plenty of times and see him. Listen, the Europeans wear our fez. Where you think that come from? Where you think that fez come from? Where you think them signs and symbols come from? Yeah, that's your foremother's, their forefathers' heads, your foreparents' head, hairdress. And we just don't know these things. Okay? So when we were reading this chapter, as you can see, it's obvious in our Quran that he's called the Son of Allah. It's obvious that he came and manifested and did what he did and was raised. It just said that. I am the manifest of love raised from dead. Behold my hands, my feet, my side, which carnal men have pierced. See, they was carnal. They was on some physical. You can't kill spirit, man. You can't. That's why you got to be out here on the spirit of truth. Because no matter what, the body, we all know, go disappear. It can't come back 2 years later, but the spirit stay alive. It's going to manifest in somebody else when you put the truth out there. It's going to stay getting watered and nourished through the generations, and you live on through that. Yeah, you come back your spirit, man. You can't never kill that. So that's what people don't understand. We got to get into understanding that, right? So it says, the Nazarite appeared and stood upon a sacred pedestal on which no man had ever stood. This was an honor that had been reserved for him who first would demonstrate the resurrection of the dead. It didn't say this was reserved for Yahushua or Jesus. It didn't say it was reserved for him. It said this was an honor that had been reserved for him who first would demonstrate the resurrection of the dead. You know how many people came in life before him? You know how many people were given that assignment? All of you. What did he say down here? What I have done, all men can do. And what I am, all men shall be. You see? And then he tell you in the Bible, he tell you that if you believe me in the works that I do, then you can do these things and even greater. You believe in me who sent me in these works that I'm doing, you can do these things and greater. Oh, what he said? He said greater? Yeah, he said you could do it greater. You could do greater things than him. Yeah. So we all got to go through this. So he was tempted just like we was. People and women was chasing him down. Matter of fact, they were the ones that was cleaning their life, so they was chasing them everywhere you go. You see Mary and them. They was chasing them down. You think the other women went out there trying to chase them down for the wrong reason? Trying to throw that thing at them? Yeah, he just understand the lower self and the higher self. He understood that. So when you read the Moorish Quran, there's a lot of teachings in his teachings in India, in his teachings in Europe, in Africa, in Egypt, right? So that's what it's about. The 18 missing years is not in the Bible. You know, in the Bible at 12, he's disputing with the doctors of law in the temple, by the way. Okay, in the temple. Okay. And when they leave and travel in the caravan and find out he's missing, they come back and he's in there disputing with the doctors of law at the age of 12. And we got our children sucking on pacifiers still today, 18, holding them down. They supposed to be, man, he was disputing with the doctors of law, with the doctors, with the pastors, the preachers. Yeah. See? And we hold back to the 18. Man, get out the way. Start teaching them something, your truth early. That's how he was over there to dispute, because they was on garbage. They was telling the people garbage, and he already had new truth. How do you know truth? Because his parents taught him truth. And truth knocks out the brain of falsehood. It can't even stand up against it. I don't care what you say. Listen, I come from the same upbringing as y'all. Yep, the Bible was pounded into me. Nobody gave me nothing else. Nobody told me it's many colors on the rainbow. Study them all. Yeah, don't discriminate. See what's good about them and see what's not, maybe not good about them, and come to a conclusion. They didn't say, hey, take all the books of the world. It's more than three. These are just three moral religions. Yeah, didn't tell you how to study that from the beginning. Didn't tell you. It's just as your father and mother went, as their father and mother went, so shall you be. So I was forced that. Yeah, I was forced that, just like so many of us. I was forced that. And everybody else I despised and hated on because of that. I hated on Muslims and everything young because of that. Without understanding them, without reading about them, thinking I could pick up a magazine and think I know about them, but the magazine was fed to me by the same people who want me to believe that they ain't no good. And I come to learn every people they didn't put on the TV to say it was no good, I could go find out plenty bad about them. Because plenty good about them. And just like the same people who saying they bad, I can find out plenty bad about them. All of them that they assassinated, I can go find good about them. And it seems to me all the ones they tell us is no good and that they get rid of be all the ones to be telling the truth. But again, the spirit lives on because them people not dying in vain if you holding on to it and teaching your children how the generation gonna get better if we keep on following the same way. Man, you got to come out of her or partake of her ways. The whore that sit on many waters. Y'all know the prophecies. Y'all read the books. Or is you being still being misinterpreted to you? Yeah, go in Revelation. What about the seventh angel? What about when he blow his trumpet? Has the seventh angel came? What about Revelation 10? Y'all better come on now. So that's what we say, or Yahushua come again. So that's what the prophet said. The prophet said he was Yahushua coming again. That's what he said. He said, go check him out, Revelation 10. That's what he said. Then I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, surrounded by a cloud, with a rainbow over his head. His face shone like the sun, and his feet were like pillars of fire. And in his hand was a small scroll, which he had unrolled. He stood with his right foot on the sea and his left foot on the land, and he gave a great shout like the roar of a lion. And when he shouted, the seven thunders answered. When the seven thunders spoke, I was about to write, but a voice from heaven called to me. Keep secret what the seven thunders said. Do not write it down. Then the mighty angel standing on the sea and on the land lifted his right hand to heaven, and he swore an oath in the name of the one who lives forever and ever, who created heaven and everything in it, the earth and everything in it, and the sea and everything in it. He said, God will wait no longer. But when the seventh angel blows his trumpet, God's mysterious plan will be fulfilled. It will happen just as he announced it to his servants, the prophets. Then the voice from heaven called to me again, go and take the unrolled scroll from the angel who was standing on the sea and on the land. So I approached him and asked him to give me the little scroll. Yes, take it and eat it, he said. At first, it would taste like honey, but when you swallow it, it will make your stomach sour. So I took the little scroll from the hands of an angel, and I ate it. It was sweet in my mouth, but it made my stomach sour. Then he said to me, you must prophesy again about many peoples, nations, languages, and kings. Man, the prophet said, that's him. Come again. And he taught us and teach us. And then he had to come teach us who we were. And on his surgery, he was taught who we were. Who we were hidden over here. The ancients gave it to us. He told us that we're the rightful possessors of Mecca and Morocco. He said, that's us. So Muammar Gaddafi told us that the black man and woman in America will rule again. How can somebody say we're going to rule again and we've just been slaves? What do you mean, Muammar Gaddafi? What do you mean by that? See, we don't go into science when people say something. He said, the black man, he's telling you, you're Joseph. See, we read that Joseph story and don't even know that that's us. We Joseph, man. Yeah, you don't remember in the Bible who they sold him off? Who was the caravan of travelers that Joseph was sold to? The Ishmaelites, the Arabs. See? That's right. That's who they were sold. That's who we were sold to. Into Pharaoh's house. Into where? Into Egypt. To what? Bondage. That's what Egypt means, bondage. We were sold into bondage. And that's what the agreement was. Our own kinsmen. Yeah, our own people, our own kinsmen. Yeah, they come from us, from Hagar. Hagar was the Egyptian. That's the seed of the Arabs. See, Cain killing Abel again. You see what I'm saying? Same thing going on. So we the real civilizers, the light bearers. So we've been in darkness since they expelled us. And y'all don't want to believe that. Y'all don't want to believe that this your home, that you the rightful owners of this over here, where they started out these colonies at, these corporate banners. That's all they are. The colonies was corporation trade posts. That's all they are. They still trade posts. Washington, D.C., all these stuff, they're trade posts. That's why they had their capitals. That's it. They're trade posts for commerce. The land is the people's. They own grants, land grants and stuff on top of the land. Y'all got to understand that. And you're doing a disservice to everybody who came before you that was slaughtered and denationalized. Wasn't allowed to be their own blood. They owned by their own blood kin. You could look at your great-grandma and your family and your mom and them. You could see the blood in them. You could see, oh, Quachita. Oh, Khalifa. Oh, you could see him. Powhatan. Oh, you could see the difference. You could see it in them. Man, and them laws don't apply to you. Do what they criminalize people under these black code laws, the Christian black codes of 1724. Listen, I'm not no hater, man. I'm just, listen, the truth is the truth, man. These people are keeping their foot on us, man, with their religion. Yeah, they ain't been treating us like brothers. We just been paying tithes and singing and hope, waiting for the sweet by and by. Oh, my Jesus. That's all we've been doing. They ain't even gave us the truth. The truth is that you are. You are the connection. Jesus, Yahushua, had to get down and pray. Yeah, he had to pray to the Father. Yeah, he had to pray. So that means it's something higher. So you got to understand that. Pray to the source. Be thankful for all that the Father sent and puts into and exemplified, and know that you and the Father are one. Who you got to go to? You ain't got to go through nobody. You straight to one-on-one. You got a one-on-one relationship. And you think the creator for everything and everybody that came and all the examples that came. But you are the source. And the quicker we understand that, man, we keep looking outside of ourselves. I mean, who are you when you praying? Who do you pray to? You inside of yourself. It's something inside of you. Call it what you want to, but it's inside of you. It's a one-on-one connection. You don't need no mediators, nothing. Half the people names you praying in, you don't even know them. You don't even know their real, true identities. So how can you be praying in their name? The creation, the creator is merciful in that the laws that are set up repays you for whatever you do, good, bad, or in between. You get a just balance of return. So don't fool yourself. And you're on Blog Talk Radio, The Morning Drip with Suleiman Bey. Hey, check us out at legalempowermentgroup101.com. Leave your information, anything on the shows and archives you want to go through that can help you and is useful and you want to know more and expound on, hit us up, leave the information there. If you want to do it yourself, e-books and stuff like that, they help you with credit repair and business formation so you can be funded. Then you want to go to Instagram at Legal Empowerment Group and check us out there at Instagram. For your feminine hygiene products, you want to go to queenkitty.net. That's queen, K-I-T-T-Y.net, and queenkitty at Instagram for Ms. Tavane's feminine hygiene line. And we appreciate all your love and support on those areas. Also, for the donations, we got the Helping Earth Acquire Life Humanity. That's health.info. That's the website. It's h-e-a-l-t-h.info. And we do have chapters in Texas and Cali. And we do have people that go out there and they really be, the pictures you see, they really be out there in the neighborhoods, in the black community. They really be out there. So when they get products and stuff, they go out and make it happen. So if y'all make it happen, it's sisters that do the donations and calling and stuff. When they make stuff happen, and believe me, them trucks do fire up and they get out there. So we appreciate y'all on all those type of areas. And listen, fam, we just got to do better. Understanding that, this is a borrowed time. It's a lot of stuff that we need to study and learn. We've been bottled up on one way of life, and it's a lot of ways. Like I said, Yahushua didn't follow one way. He wasn't caught up on that. He knows oneness. And then to be the oneness, you got to be able to grab from a lot of different places. There's a lot of sheep. There's a lot of sheep in the flock from different folds. You got to understand that language. It's just not one flock. It's a lot. You know, we are one. Quit looking at the differences. And then look, man, we've been lied to, man. It's for divide and conquer. You know, we gave these people religion, and them the same people that conspired and overthrew the brothers and sisters out of Spain. You know, our brothers in the South and Central America speak Spanish. Why they speak Spanish? That's a European. I asked one of my Mexicano brothers before. I said, man, you European? He said, no. I said, well, you say you Spanish. And he, I said, well, Spanish, Spain is in Europe. He looked at me, he like, no, we was here first. I like, yeah, you Aboriginal. And you Black. I said, the deeper you go down in the Mexico, Central South America, the darker they get. I said, you got ancestors, you know, grandmamas and great-grandmamas and stuff darker than me. And he said, true. So I gave him an article to read. He went and read the article. First, he asked me where I got it from. It was an article from Farrakhan teaching about that, about one of the first president over there, Victor Clemente or something like that. He was Mexican. That's what we call him, Black Mexican, right? And boy, when I told him the source, oh, he put up his guard. But he went home and checked with his familia. He came back like 2 days later at work. He said, Primo, I mean cousin. He said, you're right, Primo. I said, I know, Primo. And after that, we really was, you know, that was my cousin. Yeah, man, we all the same family, man. I can tell you how all that's made, man. And they talk about the Maya disappeared and all that. They ain't disappeared. The same pyramids. Everywhere they find the pyramids, they say the same people responsible. So we up and down all this area, man. We all the same people, man. We ain't went nowhere. They been in Cambodia. They in Cambodia, where they supposed to be. They ain't went nowhere, man. We all mixed and matched. So just understanding that. So do more reading, going into more books, going into the more history. Go study the history of Christianity, how they started, what they was crusading about, what they was riding around doing, who they was fighting against. And they was fighting against you the whole time, the whole time. There's only been two world orders. It's only been two world orders. That's why they call it a new world order. Why do you think they got that on their money, new world order? Why do you think they got on the money a pyramid and then an eagle? The pyramid can't be theirs because it's ancient. They're trying to figure out how it was created. So that can't be theirs. But that's a sign for you that they're putting it on the money, especially on the dollar, because that's the only thing back. You'll never see, oh, what is the $5 bill doing? What is the $100 bill? Oh, today the $100 bill fell. Oh, today the $50 bill. No, today the U.S. dollar, the only thing that's backed by anything on a dollar standard is the dollar. That's why they got the seal on there. You see the seal? That's your ancient seal, the de jure government. That's not theirs. So this is stuff we need to start understanding and get in tune with. And I hope y'all woke up, and I hope I brought it to y'all today. Just help y'all, man. I hope that y'all can go in the archives and find stuff. You know, we'll be on different categories here. We'll be on business. We'll be on credit repair. We'll be on business formation. So you go through the archives if you like it. Like I said, hit us to some of the other forums, too, and purchase some few things and do-it-yourself kits. We'll be upgrading that real soon here, too, with a lot more information, but to come out with a full complete book on business formation, how to create business, where it's going to be fundable. When you're coming off the press, yeah, $750,000 coming off the press. So that's how we're going to be coming, and this could be the best book that ever hit the market because people ain't telling it all. They're giving you bits and pieces, spoon-feeding you. So like you heard it here first on Raw Talk Radio, the morning drip of Suleiman Bey. And once again, thank you for sliding through and coming through, and I wish you a safe, blessed day. Be safe, be vigilant, don't believe the hype, and try to get you some land of your own so your people can go out there and grow your own food, live together, live low, live humble, and just be ready, stay ready, and that's what this is about. So peace and love. Thank you all for joining the morning drip. All my folks out there, man, has been coming through all the little different areas. I'm going to slide through and give us a few shout-outs to y'all. Canada, let's see y'all. Canada always sliding through. China, Malaysia, be coming through. Peru, I see you, Peru. Alaska, we got them. The UK, yeah. Czech Republic, yeah, we thank all y'all. Denmark, yeah, and of course in the U.S. So we just thank y'all for sliding through and keep coming through, man. We appreciate y'all on the morning drip of Suleiman Bey. Peace.